Hello and welcome to Zeev, your guide to be wise, wild, and free. I'm your host, George T. Today we're going to be talking about Zag Time. What is it and how you can become a part of it? So first off, let's just go around the table and introduce our panel. Let's start with you, Doug.
Hi, Doug Horkle from Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, here as a partner with Zag Time.
Justin, Christina.
Hi, Justin Nimmergood.
And Christina Nimmergood.
And we're from Irvine, California.
Dallas.
Hey, everyone. I'm Dallas Gisselson, and I'm on Canada's best coast here in the small city of Victoria.
Awesome. And Donna?
Hi, everyone. I'm Donna Gatsby, and I'm from the Great Prairies, just Swift Current, Saskatchewan.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. Doug, I want to start with you. The big question is, what is Zag Time?
Thanks, George. Just to really break it down into a real simplistic couple of points here, Zag Time is really all about achieving personal success. It's doing what you want, when you want, where you want, with whom you want, and as much as you want. And there's a lot of loaded pieces that go into that the phrase, but it really is ultimately about your own personal success. And the way that you go about achieving that is you have to become wise, a little bit smarter about who you are and what you want. You got to be wild. You got to start taking some action. And ultimately, it's all about creating some freedom, the freedom to be who you are and having some flexibility in your life and living life to the max. But ultimately, just the number one key component of Zag Time and why it's sort of called Zag Time is that we often find ourselves zigging around, often in a circle, day-to-day basis. We're doing maybe things that are important to others, and they take up a lot of our time. And we often go down paths, pathways of other people's demands. And so really what Zag Time is you've got to start to break free from that. You got to, you got it from zigging around in circles, not doing what you want or what you're passionate about. You got to zag. You got to sort of break free from the chokehold. And so the way that you have to do that, you have to sort of manage your time so you can attack the opportunities. And I often call it manage the bullshit, because there's so much things and demands in your day that prevent you from becoming who you are or working on things that are really important to you. And so that's how we've really come to the conclusion of what Zag Time is. And we're really excited as a group to share the Zag Time philosophy with as many of our followers as possible.
Now, one of the big components about Zag Time is what we like to call breaking the chokehold. And what I'd like to do now is just maybe go around the table a little bit and get everybody's interpretation of what breaking the chokehold really means for them as individuals. Justin, Christina, let's start with you first.
Yeah, thanks, George. So, breaking the chokehold means a lot of things to a lot of different people. But when I think about it, when I think, and I'm reminded of an expression from a Tony Robbins seminar that I was at, and it goes something like this: when you're in your head, you're dead. And so for me, when I think about breaking the chokehold, I think about getting out of your own way, right? Breaking through your own self-sabotaging thoughts, your limiting beliefs, and the things that are really holding you back from doing what you love and what you're passionate about the most. So often, as we talked about earlier, we're doing things on other people's terms and for other people. So breaking the chokehold for me simply is getting out of my own head, getting out of my own way, and breaking through my own limiting beliefs, my own self-sabotaging thoughts, and really breaking free of that and into a realm of passion, purpose, and possibility.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll caveat what Justin's talking about as far as breaking the chokehold. To me, it's more of a mold, and the chokehold or the mold that I'm breaking is, yes, the self-sabotaging thoughts, and also the idea of that I should be this person in society because society tells me to be. So that's the breaking the chokehold for me, is being more of my true and authentic self.
Dallas, what's breaking the chokehold mean for you?
Yeah, I guess, on the topic of, it's many things to many people. For me, I've worked for many years in a field that, you know, you can really put in 12 hours a day and just never be done, never be completed with the work, never satisfy all of the people that you need to satisfy. And for me, it was a few months ago, and it was actually, I was sitting on the beach, taking a break from surfing in a small oceanside town called Tofino on Vancouver Island, British Columbia. And I was, just looking at the scenery and just thinking to myself, why am I not doing this all the time? Like, why am I not finding a way to just live life? And, you know, I just set a goal that day just to set myself on this path towards becoming free from the daily grind, the rat race, the bills, the mortgage, all the stuff that just traps us traps us into that repetitive chokehold, right? I mean, that's just what it is. And I set a goal to go down that path. And that's what, to me, what Zag Time is. It's carving out time in my busy schedule where I am working harder than ever right now, and I'm having more fun than ever right now. I have more passion for life. I'm excited. I'm literally working on these side projects and Zag Time projects from sun up to sundown, and I'm feeling really good about it.
Donna, what about yourself?
Well, as we've been saying, Zag Time is several different things to everyone. And to me, Zag Time and breaking the chokehold is about creating the life that I envisioned I'd be at this stage of my life. I'm kind of in a different area than a lot of you. And I have, I guess, been very fortunate, and I can truly say that I love my job, and I'm very fortunate I have a great family. And I know that a lot of people don't have that. So I guess you're probably asking, why am I part of this community then? Well, because at this phase that I find myself in, you just all of a sudden hit that, wow, you know, things are going to be changing for me very soon. And is this how I want to enter that next phase? Is this what I see myself doing? And it's going to be happening quick. So presently, I find myself that I am like everybody. I'm busy, and we've referenced that I'm digging through the day, just doing my chores, doing my job, and just doing the things that fulfill my time and fill my days. But as I venture into this next phase, do these things that I'm doing bring me passion, and do they bring me joy? And this is what I feel that I have to have as I go forward. I have, I guess, I would say, lived my entire life by working in the reality of what most people think it is. It's a 9-to-5 job. And unfortunately, society has taught us that that's kind of the norm and what you should be doing, and that there's traditional jobs that you should be having. So in this, I have found that the Zag Time community, they like to look at your day of what you can create as a 24-hour realm of possibilities and of that time. And it's in this community that I'm finding that you don't need to be 9-to-5 to create your life. It is 24 hours of what you could possibly be doing. And in this community, we all want more. And it's either more money, more freedom, more of whatever it is. And we're using our 24 hours in this day wisely to create the life that we want. So that is what I look at my Zag Time for, is taking the day and using the time wisely to create the life that I want.
Awesome. Thank you. Last but certainly not least, Doug.
You know, thanks, George. When I refer to as breaking the chokehold, I've read from many experts, and I've also learned from my own experience that, you know, success really is 80% psychology and 20% mechanics. No matter who's achieving or what somebody is working on, ultimately, and as Justin said, you know, if you get in your head, you're dead. And psychology plays such a big factor in your own personal success. So I've come to recognize that I had a number of chokeholds preventing me from becoming the true person that I really am, pushing the envelope, living life on the edge as far as where is my true potential and where is my comfort zones, and always pushing outside of that. But needing to know that you actually have to take some actions. You got to take some actions that sometimes you're totally fearful of. And maybe it's and the fears are different for everybody, right? It could be fear of failure. It could be fear of, I need a stable income, or a fear of, well, I've never done that before, or just a fear of the unknown. And so everybody needs to kind of just really dig down deep and understand what are those chokeholds that are preventing you from really becoming more, experiencing more in life, really living to your true potential. And so I've done a lot of self-evaluation, and I've identified a number of chokeholds for myself, and they are, a lot of the times, they are personal, right? You know, personal to yourself, but you got to address them. You got to be aware. It starts with self-awareness. Know what it is, but know what your goals are. Know what exciting passions, what's your goals, what you need to do, and then start taking the action. But break through those chokeholds that's stopping you from taking action and truly achieving the goals or the projects or the initiatives or the new job or doing things that you've never done, but you really want to. And so that's really about what breaking the chokehold is about for myself.
Now, there is an actual ebook that has the story that goes along with breaking the chokehold. I wonder if you could just touch on that briefly.
Absolutely. I know there was, there was a good friend of mine named Sean Hoyle, who is a writer, and he had a number of experiences himself. He was going through a journey of his own evaluation about his own particular life, and is the path that he is taking giving him the personal satisfaction and the personal fulfillment that he wants, and is he living up to his true potential? So he ended up writing a book and interviewed some of his close friends of his, and he started to write about a particular scenario of his own life. He was an office worker, an individual, feeling like himself was stuck in not just in a dead-end job, but just life in general, personally, socially, emotionally, you know, physically, financially, and in your relationships. And so he was stuck, and he wasn't evolving in a number of ways, but first he had to recognize what were the things that were holding him back. What did he really want in life? What was holding him back? And he started to take some key actions. And he started to write about some of the advice that he was getting from some of his friends and individuals that could help him through his own journey. So it's a great book. It's a fabulous quick read about success being 80% psychology and 20% mechanics. And I highly recommend every one of our followers to download it.
Awesome. Yeah, no, it is. It's a great book. Now, one of the important parts, of course, is the idea of a community, and there's obviously some ways that people can get involved in that. I wonder if Justin, Christina, I wonder if you can fill us in a little bit there.
Absolutely, George. You know, so we pride ourselves in making Zagtime more than just a brand or more than just a company. As you said, this is really about a community, and community is all about the people that are part of it. So right now, we can be found, obviously, ZagTime.com, ZagTime.com. Also on Facebook, we have a Facebook page as well. And on there, you're going to see a scrolling of, you know, an assortment of personal development posts, videos, and an assortment of other things, really just to help empower you with the tools, tips, and techniques you need to help Zag more regularly in your life. We also can be found on Twitter. And we also have a company page on LinkedIn as well.
Yeah, and you know, going off the fact that we are a community, we love to kind of get the chatter going. And one of the things that we're starting, we're going to kick it off this week, starting on actually Tuesday, we want to hear your stories. We want to hear how each one of you has decided to step up and break the chokeholds in your life, whether it be the self-sabotaging thoughts, the idea that you have to fit into this mold, or whatever it is, we want to hear about it. So go ahead and post your story up on our Facebook page. We'd love to hear it and get some chatter going.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank everybody. This has been a great conversation. Time has just whipped by, but obviously this is our first edition. We're certainly going to have a lot more of these in the days to come. So this is George T, and I want to thank everybody for joining us, and take care.